Blog Talk Radio.
People get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among those loved the most. You know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. The hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe. I believe we're gonna make it one day. Brothers, I believe. I believe. I believe. A true, true belief.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peace and blessings, peace and blessings. Welcome to another weekly edition of Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness, a program that wants you to become self-reliant in taking appropriate action in response to any emergency. We need you to survive. Yeah, it's not just a song by our dear brother Hezekiah Walker and the sister-sister group Mary Mary. It's not just a gospel song, but we really need you to survive. This program promotes public awareness and engages in public outreach to inform, to educate, and to train all people in how to best prepare for, respond to, and recover from all emergencies, beginning everything in the name of the Most High God, the Almighty God, Allah. We are eternally grateful for the prophets and the scriptures which they brought, but we could never thank Almighty God, Allah, enough. intervention in the affairs of men in the person of Master W. Fahd Muhammad, to whom all praise is due forever, raising in his wise choice the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam, and certainly and most indeed, we could never thank the two of them, the double portion of the Spirit, for leaving with us in this dispensation of time more than a divine reminder, a torchlight for America, and a warner to the nations of the earth in the person of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It gives me great pleasure, brothers and sisters, to greet you with the greeting words of peace in paradise. Assalamu alaikum, meaning peace be unto you. On behalf of my co-host, Brother Rudolph T. Muhammad, and the staff at Black Hole Radio, LLC, we welcome you to another weekly edition. We thank our first-time listeners. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And certainly we thank the consistent and constant listeners who tune in every Friday from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. We don't take your attendance lightly. We thank Almighty God for the honor of your ear and the privilege of your presence. And welcome to another weekly edition of Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. Our objective here is to ensure that everyone has a reasonable working knowledge of disaster preparedness and to help you determine the best choices in any emergency response to avert danger and to save lives. Our vision here on Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness, affectionately known as DA4CP, the letters DA, the number 4, the letters CP. Our vision here is that each individual citizen, including every capable man, woman, and child, understand their personal responsibility for the safety of themselves, their neighbors, their family, and the overall well-being of the larger community. Did I say how grateful we are for you to be with us this week? So without further delay, let me bring my co-host on, very capable in doing what he does, a man who really needs no introduction, but for our first-time listeners, this man has over 30 years in the emergency medical services profession, also a man who came through the U.S. military, so he's well-respected in many different schools of endeavor. It gives me great pleasure to bring before the line our dear brother, Brother Rudolph T. Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir. How you feel today, brother? Well, he feels like being silent. And maybe you're on mute, good brother. And as we know, the consistent and constant listeners, there he is.
Yes, sir, I was on mute. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Beloved.
Yes, sir, thank you. Beginning all things in the name of the one God, the Most High God, the God that is responsible for all that was, is, and will be, omnipotent, ever-present being, who is responsible for your and my existence. We call him by his proper name, Allah. And we thank Allah for appearing to us in the person of Master Fahd Muhammad and traveling 9,000 miles to come and seek and save you and I, who were lost here in the wilderness of North America. We thank him for raising one from right here, geographically, where I am talking to you from today, from Black Bottoms, Detroit, Michigan. And we know that one to be the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we believe that he is the risen Christ. And we thank both of them, Master Fahd Muhammad and the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, for not leaving us comfortless in this day and time. They left us with the most perfect example of righteousness in human form. They left us with the best example of not just an FOI, not just a husband, not just a father, not just a black man, but a Muslim, one who submits his will to do the will of Almighty God. And that one we know to be the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So in those three great names of Master Farid Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we greet our family of Muhammad. We greet our well wishers and our friends and supporters. We even greet our detractors, because as my father always said, haters are motivators. They inspire you to do more just because they said you couldn't do it. So in those three great names, we greet everyone that's on the line listening and those that are going to call in the greeting words of peace and paradise of assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. And I just want to take this time to thank our engineer, Brother Forrest, of course, his wonderful wife, Sister Yvette, their children, Brother Jason, because they have done the groundwork and the hard, they laid the hard foundation so that Brother Yusuf and I can come to you every week, because this is their network that we are operating on to bring this information to you. So we thank them for their supreme sacrifice of their time, their money, their energy, and their resources in order to create this avenue, this arena, this medium for us to be able to broadcast on. And then, of course, my wonderful, beautiful, capable co-host, Brother Yusuf Muhammad. I thank, first of all, his wife and his family for sacrificing the time that they do with him while he is out here doing the work. He's like John walking in the wilderness, crying in the wilderness, repent, repent or die. The choice is yours. The choice is definitely yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that, but I think you better stay with this, because this is where it's at. Make no mistake about it. We are doing nothing more than giving you the information. We are acting as a reminder of what has already been told to us. We are acting as a reminder because the Holy Quran says that it's, you know, it's good to be a reminder. And so we're just pulling our brothers and sisters' coattail, you know, just to let you know, you know, do you remember that this is what was taught? We're just reminding you of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Nothing new under the sun. Everything that they're coming up with or saying today has already been said, as the old folk used to say. It's the same soup, just reheated. So, Brother Yusuf, I'll stop with that, and we can move on into our program. And later on in the program, we'll have a few more reminders for you, family, as to what you can do in this day and time for yourself and your family, because, you know, they say it's always darkest before the dawn. Well, it's going to get a little bit darker before the sun starts shining again. So we just need to, as we used to say in the Navy, batten down the hatches, you know, and just prepare for heavy rolls. Brother Yusuf?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Rudolph. Thank you so much for that warm welcoming, as you always do, the salutation. And we thank Almighty God for your family as well, Sister Asiya. All praise is due to Allah for her sacrifice and your children. That Allah continue to bless you to do what you do. I'm going to jump right into current events, Brother Rudolph, and certainly we may or may not know that on Wednesday, the United States saw a record number of new cases in a single day. And then yesterday, on Thursday, the daily case surged to the highest level for the second day in a row. Then you got, you know, these politicians that are dividing this country by way of, regardless of the state of emergency and the health condition of the globe, as well as the United States. There was a councilman by the name of Guy Phillips out in Scottsdale, Arizona. He's going to make a demonstration with a black mask on, wanting to take it off to do two things. He wants to take it off because he says he can't breathe with it on. And he wants to take it off making mockery of our dear brother George Floyd. So he gets in front of the people to say, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe." What a crazy world we're living in. Now, you may or may not know, brothers and sisters, that more than half of the states in the United States don't require the citizenry to wear masks. Half the states in the United States don't require the citizenry to require masks. And then politics makes strange bedfellows. According to the Washington Post, there was a company run by a White House volunteer who was able to get grant money, no experience at all, where he was able to get money to provide gowns for the correction facility, the industrial complex, if you will. And I say that because we anxiously and eagerly await our dear brother Louis Sonny Williams, otherwise known as Sensei, otherwise known as Junior. He's a correction officer up at the Westchester County Correctional Facility in Valhalla, New York. And I want to get an update on the landscape from him today, how is this COVID is impacting the inmates in the facility as well as the staff that have to be with the inmates. The latest reports in the United States states that there are over 2 million cases that have been recorded in terms of data, and 121,000 deaths are recorded and reported. Not only that, from yesterday till today, it's recorded that 692 deaths have occurred in one day. And we know the spike is happening in Florida. The spike is happening in Texas. The spike is happening in California. Last week we gave the ethnicities that were most impacted, of course, were the black and the Latino community per capita, not to mention the Native American community per capita. And this week they're saying the 20-somethings, the 30-somethings, and the 40-somethings in terms of age are now showing a rapid increase in the cases and in the deaths, whereas in the first phase of this particular wave, it was the elderly that at risk, 55, 60, and older. And so while all this is going on with the COVID-19, let me remind you, brothers and sisters, there was an earthquake a couple of days ago in California, 5-point-something on the Richter scale. And a few days before that, there was an earthquake in Mexico, 7.4. I believe, Brother Rudolph, the 74th surah in the Holy Quran is entitled The Warning. We know on July 4th coming, the seventh month and the fourth day, Pendants Day, we're going to hear, inshallah, Lord willing, from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, 7-4. So we're taught to look for God in a hint. look for him in a sign. And when that 7.4 hit Mexico, we know the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had a more than a vision-like experience in Mexico. And 7.4, God was trying to tell us, we better tune in to NOI.org to hear from what the man of God has to tell the world, you and I, and the world, of what God is revealing to him in this critical hour. So I just wanted to share a couple of points, Brother Rudolph, in terms of current events. I think we're scheduled to have our guests on around the 4:30 hour. So if there's anything in particular you want to chime in on, go right ahead, beloved.
Well, you know, since you started it there, since we're there, we might as well just stay right there. Yes, the correction facility. You know, while we're going on doing what we do every day, you know, and with all the protests going on, you know, little is being said publicly about that, that is, let's say, tied down in the correction facilities around this world. That population whose rights have been stripped from them, and they are at the mercy of those men and women who run or are the steward of those modern day plantations. So, you know, I just want to say to our brothers and sisters that are behind the wall, we feel you. And it's not for me to judge them as to whatever situation transpired for them to get there. And I'm not condemning them because they're there. Still my brothers and still my sisters. And so I feel for them in that situation that they're in. Because think about it. If we feel almost hopeless and it's perilous for us out here, what must they be going through in there? And so, this, you know, it says prayers of the righteous availeth much, and I'm not calling myself righteous, striving to be, but no, by no means am I saying that I am, but we just need to continue to pray for our brothers and sisters that they will see the light, change their way, and that they will receive an extra mercy and blessing from Almighty God to sustain them in this time where they are. But now, to those who are the stewards of them in those facilities, I will just say to you, as the book of Isaiah says, woe to you, woe to the shepherds. Yes, you better be very careful how you treat them, because those are still the children of God. So be careful how you treat them, because what you do to them today may be done unto you tomorrow. And you don't want to be like the parable of the rich man Dives and Lazarus. You don't want to end up in that predicament. So just be very careful, tricky, as they say. But yes, this spike in these numbers, most of us, I won't say everyone, most of anyone with a little common sense and intelligence could see this coming. Anyone with good intentions, no one wanted this to happen, but it was inevitable because of the way that those in authority handled this calamity, this disaster, this pandemic. It's not over yet. Like I said, as we say in the street, there's some more coming. There's some more. And now with July 4th.
You still with us, Brother Rudolph? You seem to have dropped. I hope I'm being heard to our listening audience. Pardon us for the technical difficulty, if I can be heard. Let's see if we can get our dear brother, Brother Rudolph, back. He may not know he dropped. Check with our engineers. Brother Forrest, can I be heard, sir? Appreciate you. Well, until we get our dear brother, Brother Rudolph, back, you know, we look forward to having our dear brother, Brother Lewis Williams, on the line, who is a correctional officer, who certainly can share with us his experience behind the walls. Many of those who are in corrections almost feel like they're incarcerated because they have to be on the job every day. And I'm sure he knows someone who probably was impacted, whether they were those who were incarcerated or whether they were his colleagues. And so we look forward to hearing from Brother Lewis as well. Well, brothers and sisters, what do you think? Call us at 563-999-3089. It's the number one and come into the studio. And call us and share with us your experience. We're about 4 months into this shelter-in-place quarantine, and even though the states, and each state is different, are loosening restrictions, what does that mean to you and your family? Are you going out amongst the crowds, whether it's the social unrest or whether it's being invited to a cookout at a family member's house? When you go, are you wearing your mask? When you go, do you have gloves on, or do you have, if you will, or hand sanitizer? What precautions are we still taking, if any, 4 months into this shelter in place, this COVID-19 pandemic? Many people are taking, as we can all attest to, different levels of what that means to them. Those of us in the Nation of Islam, we're privileged to have a leader, teacher, and guide like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that offers us supreme wisdom of this time, and many of us await what he has to say come July 4th, because he has already said God has revealed to him certain things. As you know, many of us can attest to, he's like the eyewitness news in advance. And so we wait to hear. Not only that, the information we've been getting from our governmental officials have been so diverse, so on both ends of the spectrum. There's misinformation, there's disinformation, there's not enough information. That's why we're grateful for our listening audience that tunes in week in and week out, because even with us and the research that we do, you know, as one fire chief said last week as I listened to the webinar of the Black Chief Officers Committee, and shout out to Chief Reggie Freeman of Hartford, Connecticut, Chief John Austin of New Haven, Connecticut, Sister Chief Tony Washington of Decatur, Georgia, Chief Joel Baker of Austin, Texas. There were quite a few chiefs, Chief or Commissioner Richard Ford out of Chicago. There were quite a few chiefs, Chief, oh my goodness, I can't think of his name right now, Los Angeles County, my dear brother out there, Darrell Osby. Chief Darrell Osby of Los Angeles County. These are the best of the best in the fire service in America and throughout the world. And the point I was making was one of the chiefs said in the webinar last week, and shout out to President Chief David Harris of the Black Chief Officers Committee, was that when you study the CDC website, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's website, they have a section called Cases, Data, and Surveillance. And they stated that in one day, the directives of what to do changed in one day. That's just how fast this is moving. That's just an indication of how, quote unquote, subject matter experts differ. And we can see it in the directives coming from various leaders in government, be it local, regional, state, or the White House. All at the same time, anxiety is at an all-time high, brothers and sisters, a part of disaster. When you talk about the social unrest, the violence, the vandalism, the taking down of various Confederate statues. And, you know, don't think for one moment the people who had pride in those statues are not very angry. Yes, they're very angry. And as I was informing one of my friends who's high up in law enforcement this week about the announcement that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will be making on July 4th, his reply was, this ain't over. Talking about the social unrest, this ain't over. So, brothers and sisters, get your survival kits together. Whether it's your go bag that you have to take with you if you have to evacuate where you live, or your survival kit sheltered in place. Have you been preparing during these 4 months to really prepare your family that if you can't come out, if the stores do close, you have enough water for your family to last for 2 to 3 days? What about 2 to 3 weeks? What about 2 to 3 months? Do you have enough food? For those who are on medication, do you have enough medication? You talk about the anxiety level being high. It's only going to increase if you don't have the proper supplies that will last, or if you don't have a network, a system, if you will, of people who you can rely on, your neighbors, you can rely on, your family members, you can rely on. The anxiety, if you think it's at an all-time high now, what will it be if someone in your neighborhood, someone in your family is unprepared to go 2 to 3 days, 2 to 3 weeks, 2 to 3 months? Brothers and sisters, we're at 4:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we welcome you to another weekly edition of Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness, and we look forward to you pressing one to come into the studio. I know I got a few listeners out there. This is not a monologue. This is not a dialogue just between Brother Rudolph and myself, and we eagerly await him to come back. And then let's just have some engaging conversation on the importance of disaster preparedness. Again, the number is 563-999-3089, and you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/blackholeradio, whole spelled W-H-O-L-E, radio.com/DACP. Well, brothers and sisters, it seems like the devil is busy, and he certainly is. We don't realize, whether you call it the devil spiritually or that which is bad versus positive vibes and good vibrations, that negative vibe in this time, brothers and sisters, is working 25 hours a day, 8 days a week. And so if you don't take at least that time to gird up your loins, if you will, and help your family prepare for disaster. See, brothers and sisters, we got to be like the ant. The ant prepares for the winter and the summer, and prepares for the summer and the winter. Critically important. Also, in this time of angst, anxiety levels are high because of the deaths of those you may know, those you don't know. Our eating habits go awry if we're not disciplined enough to eat one meal a day, disciplined enough to ration your foods and buy the staple foods during this critical hour, disciplined enough to stay away from what our dear brother from the Harlem Network called crap, Brother Barry Crumley. He said, stop eating crap, which is an acronym for the C, standing for carbonated drinks and caffeine. The R stands for refined sugar. The A stands for artificial sweeteners and alcohol. And the P represents processed food. You got to stay away from crap during this hour, because that's only going to help to increase our level. That's only going to help to decrease our immune system. And to defend yourself from this coronavirus, Rona, as they say on the street, to defend yourself, pandemic, it's critically important to eat the proper foods at the proper time. It's critically important, as best you can, think positive thoughts, and it's critically important to get as much rest as you can. So, Brother Forrest, is Brother Rudolph back with us, sir? And I trust I can still be heard. Shout out to the International Association of Black Professional Firefighters, President Addington Stewart out of St. Louis, Missouri, and the Executive Board for the work that they're doing. The essential workers out there every day. The firefighters, shout out to my sister, Allison Matthews, who is a Postmaster General up in New York. The work that she does, and the postal workers, we're grateful for all that you do. Shout out to the essential workers, the nurses, the doctors, and pardon me, family. Thank you, sister, for keeping me abreast of being able to hear me. But why don't you come in and share what's on your mind? I know you like to stay behind the sycamore tree, but what's going on from your vantage point relative to the disasters? Is it strange weather where you are? The weather's peculiar everywhere. And, you know, how many people have been impacted in your circle, in your cipher, by the COVID? At a certain point, brothers and sisters, I did a count how many people I knew that died from the COVID, and I came up with about 12 names. One childhood friend who had been battling a weak immune system 10 years of his life. God be pleased with Brother Key Austin, but he had to be rushed to the hospital, and they diagnosed it even before they came out. It was right around the time, the week right before President Trump declared the Stafford Act. But my brother passed away. They said he had the flu and pneumonia. That's what they said then. But that was right on the cusp of when these coronaviruses, people started being tested for it and people started dying from it. Then, of course, our dear brother minister, student minister Abdul Hafiz Muhammad, who was also the East Coast Regional Minister of the Nation of Islam, he passed away from it on April 11th. And then I had a sister-in-law. May God be pleased with all that I'm naming. Sister Shonda Bullock, my sister-in-law, whose husband was my wife's brother, who passed away back in the early 90s. He was a firefighter as well. He passed away in a fire, line of duty death. Her mother got the COVID, and she passed away, her mother, Shonda's mother. 1 week later, Shonda passed away. 1 week later, her father passed away. So three members of one family within 3 weeks or within a month passed away from this deadly disease. And then I worked, as many of you have heard, for 30 years in the Plains, New York. The deputy chief, Sioka, passed away. God be pleased with Brother Deputy Chief Sioka, who passed away. And may all the families of those who passed away be comforted. You know, I think it's a scripture in the Bible that says, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon thee and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Rest unto your soul is easy, and my burden is light." And so I pray that all the families are comforted in this time, as all things considered, as best as can be. And these were just a few of the 12. How many did I name? I think I named 6 of the 12 that I knew who passed away as a result of this COVID. It's real, brothers and sisters. Again, feel free to call in. I'm not going to, I'm waiting to hear whether or not Brother Rudolph can get back on and or our guest. And so let me check my text and forgive us once again for the technical difficulties. Certainly it's beyond our control. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to fall back and wait for, further instructions. Well, I understand our guest is having difficulty getting in, and Brother Rudolph is having technical difficulties on his end. So since no one is calling in, Brother Forrest, I think we need to just put a pin in it for today. Because there's no need in me speaking by myself to myself, even though I know we have people listening. But since they desire not to come in and further the dialogue, Brother Forrest, I think we can call it, or you can call me back if it's to our advantage to come back on to our listening audience. And again, forgive us, our first-time listeners and our consistent listeners. Forgive us for the technical difficulty, but it's certainly beyond my control, our control. And if there's any way we can come back, we will in the second hour, which, as you know, our program regularly runs from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But today it seems to be something beyond our control. So I thank all of you who tuned in this week, as I thank everyone who tunes in every week. We pray that Brother Rudolph can rectify what's happening on his end. We want to thank the staff of Black Hole Radio for connecting us this week. And I also pray that our guest who we had scheduled to come in, everything's all right on his end. So thank you for listening, brothers and sisters, and Lord willing, inshallah, come back to you next Friday, same time, same station, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I greet you in peace, assalamu alaikum.
alone. If I cannot help somebody, in a word, are a soul. I cannot help somebody from doing and roll, Lord, my living shall not be in vain. I cannot help somebody while I'm singing their song. You know my living shall in a word, are a soul.